Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
Well, I love her, but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. If I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now I'm on this lake shore.
Yeah, he's gonna miss her. Welcome back. It's your host, Ray Eye, your handsome but yet humble host. This next guy we're gonna get on the show here, he's like designs fishing rods, he hunts, he fishes, he reads body language of fish. You ever hear that, Vogel Wagner?
No.
Very, very cool. And we're gonna bring him on the show because I want to talk to this guy, Mr. Pat Smith. Hey, good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Ernie. How's it going down there?
Pretty good, my friend. Hey, awesome stuff. I was talking to Mark Strand, and you really got me intrigued about the body language of fish. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty amazing when you actually get to watch a fish, you know, in today's world, to have the cameras when you're ice fishing and stuff like that. You know, the big thing up here, we get on the ice, and everything's right below you. It's very close. It's very personal. The other thing that I do a lot is musky fish, and that's another very, very, very visual fish. You know, there's 100 million things happening in a very short period of time, but if you really pay attention, you can really tell the attitude of those fish.
That's awesome. That's just really cool. Yeah, Mark was telling me about that, about actually watching the fish and what he does, and you can tell when you can get a strike, get a bite. What, Vogler? What
do you know? I'm just excited about that. So it's just you're seeing it. It becomes a sight.
Really cool. And the other thing is that I understand you designed some fishing rods that are really unique. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah. I spent 22 years working with Thorn Brothers. Yeah. And it's a small custom rod and tackle shop up here in Minnesota. The brothers, Paul and Greg, actually started it out. And It's a really cool world. In my world, the rod presents the bait, you give it the rhythm, and he who presents the bait the best catches the most fish.
Yep.
And granted, there are some people in this world, you know, that fish like daily, that's not as important. In my world, you know, my fishing time is very precious, so designing a rod for very specific applications becomes critical for me because I don't get that everyday experience. And the better I can build the rod around the presentation, the better shot I've got of making a couple of human mistakes and actually still catching the fish.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And where are you working at now? What are you doing now?
I'm actually with a distributor, Big Rock Sports. We're national. It's fun. I mean, it's a great company, good guys. And we do have a manufacturing side, which can come in really fun.
It doesn't cut into your fishing time, does it?
Not near as bad as my daughter's soccer.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. And I also understand you're also a hunter. You don't just fish. You're also a hunter. I heard a rumor that you might even turkey hunt a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I used to turkey hunt a bunch. I got into dogs and pointing dogs, especially in upland birds and pointing dogs. It's you know, you.
Yeah, of course.
It's like ice fishing, you know. Yeah. Without my electronics, would I still do it? Maybe, but it's not near as fun. And you can hunt pheasants and grouse and all kinds of upland birds without a dog, but it's so much funner when you put the dog into play.
Yes, indeed.
I do my own training, so it's really fun. And for me, it's like taking kids fishing or hunting, or when that dog, when the light turns on and it's like it gets it now, that to me is my big reward.
Right. And we got a lot of listeners. We tell them we're going to be, you know, I'm a hunting guy and I get hammered all the time. Well, what about some fishing? So you do a little pan fishing and largemouth fishing too. Can you give any tips out on catching some panfish or some largemouth for people for summertime?
Yeah, lots of stuff. There's the big thing with bass. I'm up in Minnesota. I come from walleye country. walleyes are a lot of fun. It's bait fishing most of the time. We're getting more and more better artificial baits to make that happen. The biggest problem with those fish is they're a primetime fish. The big thing with largemouth or bluegills, you know, and granted the big bluegills and stuff, it's a primetime thing. But most of the time, bass will cooperate any time of the day. I mean, it you know, there's definitely some weather things that'll make it better and things like that. But for most people to go out and as simple as a wacky worm, you know, you center punch a stick, you know, a wacky stick, and throw it out. And the big thing I do is I'm a super braid guy, and I run a 10 or 20 pound super braid on my main line, and then I'll tie in with blood knots a 65 to 80 pound high vis super braid, because the super braid floats. Mm-hmm. And then I'll blood knot in a length of fluorocarbon, and depending on the depth of water I'm fishing, that'll be the length of fluorocarbon I use.
Okay.
And the biggest thing with the wackies is most of the time you're not going to feel the bite. The line's either going to just jump or twitch or just start swimming away.
Okay.
And to have that strike indicator, that heavier super braid up on top, you there again, it's presenting the bait properly and catching more fish.
That's awesome. Good information. I mean, what do you think, Vogelvogler? He's getting all excited on me. Wacky worm, that's probably going to be your nickname from now on,
Vogelvogler. Yeah. Well, it's simple. You know, and even with the kids, you can put on a circle hook, and you don't set the hook, you just reel it tight.
Yeah, okay.
And to get young kids into it, it's a great way to do it. It's easy on the fish, and it is. I mean, it is, that presentation has really taken the bass world, you know, ever since drop shots and stuff like that,
right.
You know, just floating a wacky worm, and it works on largemouth, smallmouth. You know, we've even got a couple of walleyes to eat the wacky worms.
Okay.
So it's definitely, it's not a secret anymore. The big thing is set it up where you can detect or observe the bite.
Okay, okay. You got a website or any type of information where people can get a hold of you?
You know, I don't.
Okay.
It there again, the soccer thing, you know, 3 weeks ago we were down in Kansas last week. Yeah. My daughter wanted to see the World Cup, and it was up in Winnipeg, so the time factor. But there are a couple of really good websites out there.
Okay.
A good friend of mine, Matt Johnson, has Matt Johnson Outdoors. Garrett Spear has one, and I think he calls his Slab Hunter.
Okay.
So there are a lot of good, and those are two of, I mean, there's some young guns coming up.
Okay. Well, we need to get those guys on the show then, huh, Pat?
Yeah, we certainly can.
Okay, we can do that. All right, great information. I appreciate you coming on the show with us, brother. This was awesome. I just wanted to visit with you a little bit. I was really intrigued about the body language of the fish, and let's get you on again a little later on in the summer and go a little more in depth when we got a little more time, okay?
That would be a guess, Ray. Thanks for letting me have the opportunity.
You bet, my friend. Thank you very much. Cool stuff.
Hey, huh? Guys.
All right.
was he saying it's simple to fish that, or he said, or Vogelvogler simple? Or both?
Vogelvogler simple. Awesome stuff, Matty G. Hey, when we come back on the other side, what are we going to do, Vogelvogler? Any idea? You know who it's brought to?
We're going to be talking.
Got him.
Oh, we're going to be talking to.
Let's see you on the other side.